For the first time in 84 years, adopted people born in New York State have access to their original birth certificates. A new law to unseal those records went into effect on Wednesday. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, many adoptees call it a momentous day.
Adoptees say having quick and easy access to their original birth certificates is a basic right that has been restored.
It's important because everyone wants to know who they are and where they come from.
I've always had abandonment issues my whole life, and I think I have sort of wandered around, you know, figuring out, like, well, where do I belong? Who do I belong to?
That's Jay Hunter and Cara DiManuele, just two of an untold number of New Yorkers who say they will be requesting records showing where they were born, how much they weighed, and who their birth parents are. Until now, New York sealed the original birth certificates of adoptees. The only way they could be unsealed was through a court order, and only if information was needed about a person's genetic or medical history that could prevent their premature death. Those rules had originally been intended to protect the privacy of parents who relinquish their children, but attitudes about the rights of adopted people have shifted. Last year, after decades of lobbying by adoptees and their advocates, the state legislature agreed to unseal birth certificates upon the request of adoptees who are 18 or older. Jay Hunter has been traveling to Albany for about a decade to push for the new law. Hunter already knows who his birth mother is. He tracked her down 5 years ago with the help of a private investigator. Hunter's mother was 15 years old when she gave him up for adoption. He said she had signed an agreement with Catholic Charities saying she would be open to hearing from him if he ever wanted to find her.
So when I called her 32 years later, she was a little bit shocked and she was a little confused why I hadn't contacted her earlier.
Hunter said for reasons he doesn't know, that reunion contract was never honored by the adoption agency. It's one of the pitfalls, he says, people can face when they're trying to find their family of origin. Today, of course, you can go online and order an at-home DNA test, linking you to people who share your DNA. But Hunter says adoptees can be more discreet about making that first contact if they have a birth certificate.
Ancestry DNA and 23andMe are great tools that adoptees have been using over the years to find their mothers and their fathers. But usually when that happens, you're reaching out to a second or a third cousin.
Cara DiManuele is grateful for the opportunity to find her birth parents, but she has some reservations. She says her work as an actor has been sort of a lifelong rehearsal for that big moment. And she says she's afraid. What if they reject her?
As an actor, you put yourself out there every day. Hi, am I good enough? You know, I've been doing this my whole life. That's all we do. Hi, am I good enough? Okay, you don't want me. All right, hi, do you want me? No. Okay. So you go through that all the time, and this would be the big no.
DiManuele does plan to get a copy of her birth certificate. She says she'll just make sure she's in a good place mentally if she ever decides to open it. There are professional mediators who can help navigate reunions. Jenny Thomas is an adoptee who runs a support group in Rochester. She says it helps to talk to other people who can relate.
It's overwhelming. It's very emotional. It's a monumental day. And for those that fought for so long and then for those that died before they were able to get access to that information, is heart-wrenching. But it is a beautiful day for adoptees in New York State.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.